You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. One of the things we do here is ask people in the spotlight, writers, actors, musicians, to share what they've learned about work, money, and life. This week, we've got a guest from inside the APM family.
Hi, I'm Chris Thiele, and I am a musician. I play the mandolin, I sing, I write, and I host a radio program called A Prairie Home Companion.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you...
I'm going to go with, it can buy you Barolo.
What is that?
That is my favorite kind of wine. It's made from the grape Nebbiolo and comes from the Piedmont region of Italy, up there sort of in the northwest. So I'm going from life experience here that it can't buy you happiness, but it definitely can buy you Barolo, which is happiness of a certain sort.
In a next life, what would your career be?
I guess I would love to try writing. I would love to try writing or playing tennis.
Do you play tennis now?
No, I can't on account of the mandolin. I tried. I love tennis so much. And one of my favorite things to do is practice mandolin while watching Roger Federer play tennis. It's fun, you know, just watching him do what he does. There's so many lessons there for anyone who's attempting to do something well. The ability to shake off a mistake, you know, the concept of being able to lose a battle and not the war, that sort of thing. And just the importance of just being oneself in the midst of an important activity and letting your body and your mind and your heart do the things that they know how to do.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
One thing that's really hard is turning it off, turning thinking about it off in an effort to be 100% present with the people that you love at the end of the day. You know, so for instance, my wife and my little boy, it's not that I don't have the energy for them at the end of the day. It's whether I can turn my thoughts about, you know, these various things that I'm attempting to do. It's whether I can turn those thoughts off and just be there, be a husband and be a father, which are crucially important to happiness. And, you know, to not miss these beautiful moments with my little boy as he's learning how to be a person, and to not miss the communion, the fellowship with my wife as those things are happening, or just those moments that we can share together as he's accomplishing, as little Calvin's maybe accomplishing this or that thing.
When did you realize music could be an actual career?
Oh, I know I was 2 years old when I told my parents I wanted to be a mandolin player.
Really?
Yeah. I think I was dimly aware that was a way that you could just be in the world, that was something that you could be and that would be enough.
At 2 years old, how did you know what a mandolin was?
We were going to this pizza place every Saturday night at that point where there was a bluegrass band and the leader of the band played the mandolin. He was a very charismatic fellow and also a very good player, and I wanted to do what he did.
Do you remember the first time you were paid to perform?
Yeah, I was 7, I think. And I'm pretty sure that it was for an old folks' home. I remember playing for them, and you know, I was such a ham. I was 7 years old. I'm a ham now. I was an even bigger ham then. And, you know, I can remember just eating all that attention up, you know, and they come up to me afterwards and talk about the performance and maybe pinch my cheek and I, you know, loving every minute of it, you know, practically presenting the cheek for pinching. I think I've always kind of eaten it up, and then, you know, to get, I think, a check for $50 or something. I think I wanted to spend it on baseball cards, but was not allowed to. There was never really like a light switching on saying I could do this for a living. It was that what I already was doing it for a living, basically.
What is something everyone should own no matter the cost?
A coffee machine. A good coffee machine. You should have a good coffee machine, and you should acquire a taste for coffee. I think that you should know your soul. You should know your own coffee soul. You should know what sort of coffee you like, and you should have a device with which to make it well every morning. I believe so ardently in the importance of a routine that propels one into the tasks of the day. I understand that caffeine is a drug and that dependency is, you know, a dangerous state to be in. And I certainly, I guess, am coffee dependent.
Do you go from coffee to wine, or do you have, is there a midday drink in the middle?
No, there's a dead zone. Yeah, there's a dead zone, sadly. It would be great. And then there are certainly days when the coffee goes right up into the wine, or the coffee goes up into a cocktail, goes into some wine. I sound like someone with a major problem, huh? And perhaps I do. I don't think I do. Actually, everything in moderation, including moderation itself.
What advice do you wish someone had given you before you started your career?
You can squeeze the life out of something through perfectionism, that you can reach a point of diminishing returns. I think just being able to pull back from something and realize that it is done, it's good. It's good, and working on it more is not going to make it better. In fact, it could make it worse. And instead, turn that focus and that care and that instinct to work hard on to the next thing. I wish I had gotten that piece of advice a little earlier.
You can catch Chris Thiele on A Prairie Home Companion on your local public radio station. Coming up, we zoom out to look at U.S.-Russia relations, from trade and sanctions to open discussion. What might change now? That's just after the break on Marketplace Weekend. I died happy in my sleep. My children.